what you're saying is it has a circle, it has a oval or circular, whatever the path is. That means one thing. It's been here before.
Yes, it definitely has been. As all comets do, they come in on a regular course. They have a what's known as a period, just as every planet in our solar system has a period. That is the length of time it takes to make one revolution around the sun. Our planets orbit only around the sun, whereas Planet X is sort of like a visiting cousin that comes, goes back to its other home, the distant sun, and comes back here. But the principle is still the same. Our planets have a predictable, regular period of time that it takes to make one revolution around the sun. In the case of planet Earth, it's 365 days. In the case of Jupiter, for example, it's 11 years. So one Jupiterian year is actually 11 Earth years. Well, Planet X's period, one Planet X year is 3,660 years approximately. 3,660 years. And 3,660 years around 1640, 1650 BC, we know from geological studies that the great Santorini volcano exploded, and we have geological remnants of that explosion. The time has been traced back to around 1640 BC, which coincides with the time of the Israelites' exodus from Egypt. And if you go to, it's confirmed by God in the Bible, this indirectly, this volcanic explosion is confirmed by God in the Bible in Exodus chapter 9, where Moses and Aaron were told by God to scoop up handfuls of ashes from the kiln and throw them up in the air, cast them up in the air in the face of Pharaoh and his magicians. And God said that God would cause the entire land of Egypt to be covered with ashes and hot cinders. And sure enough, God ordained that the instant that they threw up these ashes in the face of Pharaoh and the magician, then this cloud of volcanic ash would drift southward across from the Aegean Sea, where the Santorini volcano island was located, and it would cover the entire land of Egypt. That's what the Bible says. It covered the entire land of Egypt. So now we can sort of time index the last passage of Planet X as around 1630 BC, and we understand now from that this is what God had ordained. God had used this Planet X to bring about 10 plagues of Egypt that he had, that were part of his plan to liberate people from bondage.
Right, so yeah, you know, and like you said, it's in Exodus. They threw the dust up in the air, and it became sores on the bodies of the Egyptians. So I guess they were hot ashes. They burned and blistered the Egyptians, and it caused chemical changes in the Nile, so it turned to blood. All these things because of this one cataclysmic event. Am I on base there?
Yes, right. All the 10 plagues of Egypt can be explained biologically and geologically and astronomically by this incoming planet. We even have a great supplement to the Book of Exodus in what is an old ancient document that is now at the Museum of Leiden in the Netherlands, L-E-Y-D-E-N, in the Netherlands. And this document is called the Ipuwer Papyrus, I-P-U-W-E-R. It was the Egyptian survivors' historical records of that very same cataclysm, that same 10 plagues of Egypt. So we hear it from the Egyptians' secular point of view, and it pretty much confirms all the things that the Bible talks about. The waters turned red, and they believe that this was from the iron oxide dust cloud that this planet drags in with it, because it's gravitationally very strong. It's like a vacuum cleaner in space, really, or like a huge magnet for debris. So it drags in all sorts of, all sizes of celestial bodies from bodies as large as small planets and comets down to meteors, asteroids, and rocks, boulders, and even fine iron oxide dust. God, our Savior, Jesus, tells us in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13 that the moon shall turn to blood and the sun will not give its light. The sun will be black as sackcloth and ashes, sackcloth and hair, and the moon will turn to blood. That's also stated in the book of Joel, written roughly around 800 B.C. Under the influence of God to prophet Joel. So all these prophecies are coming true in a scientific understanding and explanation. Now, when this dust cloud passes over, this planet drags this dust cloud and shades the entire planet Earth, the moon is close enough that when you look up, you'll see a red haze.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, okay, well, John, I hate to cut you off because you're just starting to get warmed up here on this subject, but guess what? It's break time. So, folks, we're going to take a short break. I got John DiNardo on here. He's talking all things cosmic. We'll be back in just a few minutes with New World Disorder.